raised rowdy.
All right, you remember our podcast? Well, we're back, and I'm Nikki T.
I'm Kurt Ozone. Welcome to the Raised Rowdy podcast.
We have our guest, Mr. Graham Barham. Graham, thanks for being here, brother.
Dude, I'm stoked.
Yeah. It's been a while since I've seen you. Maybe last summer?
I've been MIA for a little bit.
MIA.
It begins.
That was not on purpose. Yeah, dude.
We've been busy.
Yeah. Everybody's been keeping me busy, which has been good.
That's good. Stuff's been going really well, man. Before the last time we like chatted, I guess, like, it might have been like pre-record deal. Yeah, I think it was.
Oh, for sure.
So pre-Sony record deal, before you were like really touring full band, I think you were like had scheduled full band gigs, but it was like just starting to happen.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I was definitely not. I definitely didn't have a record deal.
Yeah.
Last time we got together. And then I had just started doing, I think I had put out like one song maybe.
Yeah. And you were just starting to kind of tour because that's mm-hmm. when we went out on that like.
That's right.
That weekend
That's
run
right.
with you.
Holy shit. I forgot y'all did that.
Dude, yeah. We went to, hold up. Don't say it. Don't say it, Nick. It was a biker bar.
Oh, gosh.
What's it called?
Jurgles. Jurgles. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, dude.
Jurgles Rhythm Grill. And it was Absolutely. Mother's Day. God, that was like 2 years ago?
No
two
way.
And a half?
Yeah.
Something so tell like the whole that. Story for the people that don't know, because I literally totally forgot all about this.
Well, Graham was talking about going on the road, and it was with Easton Corbin.
Yep.
And I was like, cool, are you doing like full band? You're like, no, bro, it's just me. Like, I'm driving the truck. It's just me. And I was like, when is it? And it was Mother's Day weekend, and he was going to Jurgles. Like
the home turf.
The Saturday before Mother's Day. And I was like, bro, I should come with you. We could crash at Mitch's house, which we did.
We did do that.
Yeah. And I was like, and then I'll get to like have lunch with my mom. She'll go crazy.
Yeah.
You know? So it was like helped him drive, which he did most of the driving anyway. I helped some, but you know, he was, dude, I'll have more stories from that. But so we did that and I think we were in Louisville first or somewhere.
Yeah, we did a couple.
Yeah, we were in Kentucky and then we hit Jurgles and then back home. But it was like just lined up that it was Mother's Day. My mom was so stoked. So we went to like a Mexican place. It was kind of by Jurgles.
Yeah. We love you, Mom.
Yeah. And that was Jurgles was probably where I saw the most club shows of my entire life.
Yeah. I think you saw me play there in like 2016.
Yeah. I saw you play there like two or three times, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe not. Maybe twice. Yeah. That's like first time I saw Kurt play was at Jurgles.
Really?
Yeah. With Michael Ray.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. Probably 2016, I would say.
Yeah.
I have a video of that you sent me on my phone somewhere.
Like Kurt with short hair, still
huge beard was huge.
Yeah,
though.
Still electric beard.
Yeah,
you know?
Right. Yeah.
But like short haired Kurt was like, I don't even remember short haired Kurt.
Me neither, man.
Yeah, it was a long time ago.
Yeah,
but you were just doing acoustic.
Oh yeah,
and out with Easton Corbin,
dude. I did so many solo acoustic tours.
Yeah.
I just started doing full band last year.
Last year, yeah.
Like, not even like last year as in like the whole year. Like, I didn't start doing full band. I feel like I didn't really start doing full band until like halfway through the year.
Crazy.
I might be lying a little bit.
Probably did some shit.
Yeah, I'm definitely lying. It was like, it was like, what, March?
Yeah, that sounds right.
Because I saw you.
Yeah. I feel like it's good for you to do solo acoustic stuff. It's like just good for your chops.
Oh, it builds so much character.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
You can't hide behind anything.
No.
No.
I even remember on that tour, like, that I was on with you for that weekend, like, you trying stuff on the first show and then using it on the second one. You know what I mean? Just like, oh, that worked. All right, let's try that again, you know? So, like, I thought that was cool just seeing, like, two shows back to back. You know what I mean?
Dude, I have so much respect for somebody who goes out there and just can just keep somebody's attention with an acoustic guitar.
Yeah.
It's like a whole different beast.
Yeah.
And like Mayer did like an arena tour like that.
Crazy.
I went and saw it.
How did was you? It? Well, obviously stupid.
Legendary. Yeah.
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 The best.
Unreal. Yeah. It was so good. So, I mean, he didn't play the same guitar all night. He had like 25, mm-hmm. but, yeah. But yeah, it was, that takes balls.
Yeah. I saw Church do that recently. It was probably an hour and a half show, at the, his bar, churches, whatever. Yeah, Chiefs. And it Chiefs, yeah. And it was awesome. It was kind of like storyteller thing.
Right.
And kind of like, you know, he wouldn't like me saying this, but pretty similar to the way Garth does it, where it's like,
yeah,
I grew up and this was like the song I really liked. And he would play a Bob Seger tune and then he would, segue into one of his tunes and then tell stories and that kind of thing.
I love that, though.
Yeah. Oh, it's awesome. Experience. So much fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely a different vibe.
Yeah.
Like than the full band.
Yeah. Well, then you got the full band out, and then that's when we got to do some dates together.
Which is awesome.
Yeah.
And hot. And so
the
hot.
The worst.
Oh.
The sweatiest.
Dude. It was so hot.
Yes.
I was like, I remember you came over to see us. Mm-hmm.
City was that?
We did
it's like Arizona?
We did one in Milwaukee.
Yes, this is the outdoor stage for the Luke Combs Stadium Tour.
Yeah.
Yeah, Whiskey Jam.
Whiskey Jam.
We did two.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah, we did two. Mm-hmm. I can't remember where the other one is. It'll come to me, though. We did a lot of shows last year. I should remember that one, though.
Yeah, I think 2024, you
Utah.
Okay, Utah.
Yeah.
And it was hot Utah. In Utah. No, it was miserable in Milwaukee.
Miserable in Milwaukee.
It was not as hot. Yep. Miserable. I did write a song called Milwaukee for White Flores.
Oh, yeah. That's the smash.
But no, it was Utah. That's where it was.
Oh, gotcha.
The 4% beers.
Yes. 4% beers. Now we got some 0% beers.
Yeah, dry January.
Dude, those athletics are sick.
I mean, I'm always... Yeah, somebody put me onto these. They were like, dude, because I love drinking beer.
Same,
dude,
man.
So like, I love drinking beer so much.
Yeah.
I hate that I love drinking beer. My body hates it.
Same.
Hangover is the worst.
Somebody put me on that, dude. I was like, wow.
Our buddy Brett, I think, he's 100% sober, and he had those. Or maybe you had them, and we had them together or something.
Yeah, they're great. I drink the hazy one, and it's like...
It's like an IPA.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And sometimes they're like, it's like only 10 calories. These are like 70 calories, yeah. You know? So it's like still a fair amount, but way less than 270, which is like what a pint of beer would be.
A regular hazy IPA. Yeah.
Oh, for sure. And you can drive home.
Yeah.
Last night we were at a little, one of my buddies got engaged and we were at an engagement party. And, cause I guess that's what you do when you get engaged.
Yeah.
Cause I'm growing up now.
Celebrate, bro.
Right. Yeah. Right.
And, like adults, kind of.
Like adult, yeah. Like I'm new to this adulting thing.
You're doing good.
Thanks. Yeah, I'm trying. Dry January. I'm what, 5-6 days in.
Doing good.
So we were. I pulled out some of these, and my buddies all started laughing. They go, they're like, "So can you?" Like we're leaving, and they were like, "So can we? Can you drive home with it and drink it?" Or it,
yep.
Like, yeah. So I was like, "All right, I'm gonna try."
Yeah.
I was driving somewhere, drinking one in the car. And I was on the phone with my parents, and they're like, "What are you doing?" I'm like, "Drinking a beer." And they're like, "Are you? Sounds like you're in your car." I'm like, "I am." And they're like, "What?" And I'm like, "It's an NA beer. Don't worry." They're like, "Okay."
It's a Busch Double Aught.
Yeah.
Well, some of those NA beers still have like 0.5% or something, but a lot of them are 0.0.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if you drink like 50 of these, you might start.
You piss yourself. Yeah.
You definitely that still happens for sure.
Yeah,
yeah. If you drink 50 of them, it still happens. But dude, I remember when I was young. Well, not even that young, older than you still. But we would go to a festival and it's hot all day. You're outside and I'd drink like 30 beers in a day.
Oh,
like
easy.
One day. And I was like, this is a lot, you know. And I would do that like a couple days in a row. And then I would go back to regular life and be like, what's going on in the regular world?
If you think about it, if you stand outside for like 12 hours,
yeah,
you can drink 24 beers.
Oh, yeah.
Like that.
Well, it runs through you in the heat.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah. But also, like a pound of fat is like 3,500 calories.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like in a beer, like a Miller Lite, it's like 99 calories.
Mm-hmm.
So if you drink 35 beers in a day, but you ate food regular, then you would just gain a pound.
1 pound.
I did one a day.
One extra pound a day. Well, I would do that for like 4 days every year.
Yeah.
Right.
In a row, though.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, you pee some of it out, probably. I'm not sure how beer. So I'm not a scientist here, so don't quote me on that.
I write songs.
Yeah. Hell yeah. I play songs. So, yeah, I mean, that's a lot. that's a lot. Not the best for you. So congrats on Dry January. Yeah. So far, so good.
1 week in. Yeah. Yeah. I got my like 1 week coin in my pocket.
Right? Yeah. It's always like, it's funny because there's always like that first tough thing, you know, where someone's like, hey, I just got a keg of Guinness or something, you know, or like some weird, or an engagement party or something.
Yeah. I mean, that was definitely.
Yeah.
And you're like, a hard one.
Yeah.
All the boys are buzzing and you're like, well.
I know, dude. But
then the next day you're like, you feel good when you wake up and you didn't spend $40 on Uber home.
You can go to the gym.
You can get up, you know.
Be a fit boy.
Yeah, you can come hang out with us and podcast.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know where your boots are.
Yeah. Yeah. All like the good thing is like we were talking about it. I was with my buddy Adrian. We were like literally just talking about this before I got here at the house, and he was like, you know, we were both doing Dry January. He was like, it's crazy. You can like go do something and somebody be like, hey, you want to go over here and do this? And you're like, yeah, I'm not fucked up. I totally can. Like, I'm good to do that. I can get in my car and I'm going to drive right to you, actually. Whereas normally I'd be like, dude,
Uber. Well, I'm going to leave my car here.
Yeah. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to leave the car here and then we're going to Uber there. And then you come up with this master plan, you know, and then you just lost your car and you're hammered and it's 9 p.m.
Yep.
And you have shit to do tomorrow.
Yep. After last year, I was like, had a 3-day hangover last December.
72 hours.
Not like December 2024, December 2023.
Okay.
Like literally a 72-hour hangover. I was a mess. And I was like, bro, what am I fucking doing? You know, I was like, this is not it.
Yeah.
So I was like, all right, I'm done doing this. And I was like, I stopped drinking for probably 6 months, maybe like 5. And Whoa. Then we got sponsored by Surfside. And I was like, well, I mean, I'll drink a little. But I only had like maybe 1.5 hangovers last year, whole year.
Wow.
Which was, I haven't had that view since I was 15.
Wow.
You know what I mean? Like, so I'm a good boy now, dude.
Dude, that,
you're a great boy.
Yeah.
Dude, 1.5 hangovers is insane. Yeah. I perpetually live hungover.
I mean, you're not living a different life than I live, you know?
Also, like when I was in my 20s, I was that way as well.
Yeah.
College,
yeah.
You know, PBRs and dumb shit.
I remember we would like try to count. We were like, okay, this is how many blackouts we're going to have this year. You know, like that was like a game we played when we were in our 20s. You know,
how many times can we forget what we did?
Yeah. No, we would like try to limit it. I'm like, limit it. 20 max the whole year. Yeah. And then it'd be like March. And I'd be like, fuck. I'd be like, I guess I'm done for the year.
Nick and I were talking as we were driving over here. It seems like the younger kids are less into alcohol, it seems like.
Than we were when we were that age, for sure.
I would say.
You're younger than us, so.
But I'm definitely younger than y'all, but I have a little brother who's 21.
Yeah.
And they just, like, they just smoke a lot of weed.
Yeah.
Like, they don't drinking's not as big of a thing.
Yeah.
It's crazy because I feel like I know I'm younger than y'all, but even a lot of kids my age are like, actually, it's not as, the drinking culture is, which I think is why these
crash
are like such a big deal, is because like people genuinely don't care to be, I mean, you gotta have a different gear to wake up in the morning and go do work and be, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, still
yeah.
Feeling like absolute shit.
Yeah. You have to have the mental capacity to push through it.
Yeah.
Because your body's telling you to lay there.
And what I've learned is that your body can definitely do it.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I've been to the point where, like,
shaking
and dying. And, like, your body can do it, but, like, it's all in the head.
Yep.
And you just got to forget.
I mean, 90% of stuff's mental.
Yeah.
You know, we can do the majority of things. I mean, there's things that we can't do, but like if you do it, you die, so it's fine.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
No, you only try it once, you know?
For sure.
But
hopefully you don't have to put yourself in a place where you have to do that.
Right.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we haven't had to do that since we like didn't have houses and stuff and we were running away from animals, you know?
Right, yeah.
But the it's mind over matter. Most things are.
100%.
You know?
Yeah, I think everything's mental.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of it is.
80%.
Yeah, I mean, it's like when you're in the gym, it's like, I can't do this rep or whatever, you know? And then you're like, you do it. You're like, okay, now I know I can do that.
Yeah.
Next week, let's see if I can do one more or run one more mile or whatever.
Dude, I was actually talking about this with somebody. So have y'all seen all these like rings that people are wearing now and like the people are wearing like Apple Watches that have they're not Apple Watches, but like Fitbits and stuff. And people are like trying to keep up with their sleep schedule and whatnot. I could not
Nuvaring?
Yeah, like Aura, all these different rings that people are wearing. And I could not be more personally against that for myself. For other people, I'm like, hell yeah, you should do that. But for me, I'm like, I don't want to know how much sleep I'm getting, because if I did and I was thinking about it, I think mentally I'd be thinking about that more than just being like, all right, well, I'm up and, you know, this sucks for about 45 minutes and then I'm just going to go on with my day and I'm going to do what I need to do.
Yeah.
And I'm going to get back and then hopefully I sleep the next day, which that might be a terrible way to look at it, but for someone who lives on the road, like, I live a little, like, more inconveniently than you do.
Yes, true.
So, like, I feel like not knowing how much sleep I'm getting and what my body feels like and what my score is of my body, which I'm sure it's always a 10 or below out of 100.
Oh, I was going to say, yeah, you're definitely a 10. Out of 100?
I don't want to know.
Yeah.
I just want to, like, mentally be like, all right, well, I feel good. I don't want to look at something and then my mind be like, oh, shit, I'm actually not good.
I only had 3 hours. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ignorance is bliss is what you're saying.
100%.
Yeah.
And honestly, it is, because it just depends how your brain works, right?
Right.
Like, if you're a person where you, like, get in your head about that shit, then, yeah, don't even think about that.
It was so, like, 5 hours of sober sleep is, like, better than, like, 12 hours of drunk
100%.
Sleep.
100%.
Yeah.
100%.
And if I hit the one hitter before I go to bed and I get, like, 5 hours of that, I'm like, yeah.
No dreaming. Yeah. Yeah.
Get rid of those stupid dreams. But honestly, for me, it was more just, like, productivity and like mental, like if I'm down for the count for 3 days,
yeah, that's not good.
Like, I can't do that, you know.
Yeah, that's brutal.
Yeah, it's I'm like, all right. And when I was hosting 2 events a month, I could just get messed up at 2 events a month. It was great,
right?
You know? And it was like just party twice a month. It was awesome.
Yeah,
10 times a month.
Yeah,
it's
dude,
a different thing, man.
5 days a week.
Yeah,
yeah. I mean, it's like, yeah. You're at every show you play, there's, you know, green room and there's beers and stuff like that. So it's always around.
Well, it's not like I'm not drinking at all now. Yeah. Like, when I'm out, I'll have like a beer or two sometimes. Not every time, though, you know.
Really?
Yeah.
See, that was my thing. I just needed to stop. Like, I needed to completely stop for a month. And I've done this for the last couple of years, because when I'm on the road, I'm destroying my body.
Yeah.
Like, 100% every single night I'm out, I'm drinking.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I don't have a drinking problem at all. I just really enjoy drinking, and I like drinking when I'm on stage. I like drinking a little bit before, and then I like partying after. But, you know what I mean? I'm not, like, you know, I'm not, like, you know, drinking in the morning when I get up.
Right.
Unless I'm really hungover. Yeah. I'm joking.
Yeah.
No, but, like, I, you know, I just needed to, for me, it was like, all right.
You have to do it just to make sure you can.
100%.
Yeah. Says. Yeah. January, just make sure you.
Yeah. I wouldn't always do January, just depending on what was going on in January, but I'd always do a month just to make sure I could
sober
stop.
October.
Dude, I feel like that's even harder doing it like when their year is already like cranking, like you're like deep into it, and then you're like, you're just going to completely stop doing what you've been.
When January, you have some other people that are usually doing it with you. So you have some like camaraderie about
I need that.
Which is nice.
Yeah.
Dry January. Yeah, totally got it.
Yeah.
You know, you're cool.
Yeah. Nobody's like, Duke, what are you? It's March.
No. Yeah. Like, yeah. They're like, why are you doing this in March?
Sober October. If it rhymes, then it's good.
Right. Yeah. No drink November.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, yeah. So,
yeah, there you go.
But man, that first beer on a hot day or sometimes a cold day.
Oh, yeah. Or after the gym or whatever. Yeah.
I don't feel like that with like, now the surf sides get me like that too, but like, I don't feel like that with like a whiskey soda or like, you know what I mean? Like anything like that.
Yeah.
But that beer, man, like, the good stuff.
Yeah, when you deserved it, like when you earned it.
When you
know?
Deserve it.
Yeah, man. Like, if you, like, work, the best beer I've ever had is a beer after working my shitty restaurant jobs.
Yeah.
Every time I get out, I go, what am I doing in my life? And I sit down, my buddy Brett was my bartender, and he's, you know, I'm like, I just ridden my bike delivering sushi in downtown Boston for 8 hours. And he's like, here. I'm like, oh, it's the best.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A little cash in your pocket after working all day.
Mm-hmm. Worries be gone.
Yeah. No doubt.
Yeah.
Well, what a good way to start the year, dry January.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
you got
honestly
a big year coming up or what?
I think so. I hope so. yeah, we're doing a lot of touring.
Yeah?
A lot. And, yeah, we did a lot last year. We're doing a lot this year. Actually, I'm going to Europe for, like, pretty much a month.
That's sick.
In March. We're doing C to C, which I'm stoked to do that. Mm-hmm. And then, like, in between it, we're going to do some other small tours. So,
Is this your first time over there? Or?
Like, for work?
Yeah.
For playing music, for sure. Yeah. This is my first time. But
you've been over there on vacation or something?
I've been over there before. I've been to Europe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's sick.
But I'm pumped, dude. I played a show actually in Nashville, my first headline show last year at the end of the year in November. And I had like several, I did like a meet and greet, and like I had several people come up to me that were from Europe.
That's wild.
That came in. And I was just absolutely taken back because obviously, people listen to country music everywhere.
Right.
And I'm a little more progressive. So like,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I was like, damn, where are y'all from? And they're like, yeah, we came here. And I was like, I'm playing C to C. They're like, no way, dude. Like, the thing is, like, it's crazy. So now I'm, like, really pumped to go over there.
That's, like, their Christmas, too. Like, if you're a country fan and that's happening.
Yeah.
You're like, yeah.
Oh, yeah, dude.
You know, because you get it all so kind of at once.
Fun. Yeah. Y'all have done it.
Yeah, I've done it probably.
A bunch.
At least three times with mm-hmm. Luke.
Yeah.
And it's so much fun, man. Yeah, it's awesome. I've got a million stories to tell off that, but you're going to have a blast, dude.
Yeah, I'm pumped. Yeah, we're doing that, and then...
So it'll be Dublin and London and Glasgow,
yeah,
right?
Playing the Netherlands, Germany, I think Munich or
Berlin, maybe?
Berlin.
Yeah.
Yep. And then I'm playing some other shows in between, some other like smaller tours, which is going to be fun. So we're filling the whole month and then come back and I go directly on tour with Dylan Scott.
So sick.
So.
And so what's that tour going to be like?
So it is, from what I understand, it's me, Dasha, and Dylan.
Oh, cool.
For half the tour. And then it's me, George Burge, and Dylan for the second half of the tour. So I'm doing the whole tour with Dylan, and then Dasha and George are
splitting it.
Yeah. So I think it's like all April and all May.
Yeah. That's sick.
Nice. So congrats, dude.
Yeah,
that's
sick. Pumped. It'll be awesome. He's been super good to me, so it's
cool. I've
never
met him, but everyone that I know that has says he's like salt of the earth.
Great guy.
He's such a good dude. Yeah, and he's taught me a lot. I mean, we grew up 15 minutes from each other, so it's kind of wild to get to listen to him growing up, knowing he's from like where I'm from. Him helped me a little bit when I moved to town, and then to get to open for him is pretty sick.
Yeah,
I'm like, all right, I actually deserve to be here now. Like, he brought me out on a couple shows like early on when I was doing like solo acoustic shit. He'd be like, hey, you know, hometown kid, throw you a bone, you know, whatever. Nobody knew who I was, you know, and then now I've, you know, slowly burning. And now it's like, all right, I'm actually bringing, you know, now to be able to contribute to what he's doing is sick. So I'm pumped.
And I know you talked about being a little more progressive. So mm-hmm. I know like a lot of the songs that you were like putting out earlier were a little bit more like acoustic driven or like as you were kind of figuring your thing out. But mm-hmm. sonically, it's definitely changed recently.
Oh, yeah.
I assume that in the full band set, that it was Crush.
Yeah, dude, it's wild.
Yeah.
And we, dude, it was actually crazy. The boys and I didn't run tracks at all.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yes, no. I can attest to this, and you guys crushed.
My band, I sing karaoke, so I can't even, like, I don't play an instrument. I get up there, I like jumping around with the microphone, singing karaoke. Dude, my band is amazing.
They're very good.
And they're so young, so energetic, and everybody's excited to be out there. Anyway, we never ran tracks, and they would just rock. Like, they play all these hip-hop songs, like rock songs.
Yeah.
So it's like going to a rock concert, and it's awesome. But now we've kept it like that, but now we're running like full rig and it's
with it,
dude. It is fun. I did a show with Jesse Murph in Alabama right toward the end of the year, and we played an arena, and hearing those songs in that big of a like venue was nuts.
Oh, that's great.
The 808's just slamming throughout.
I was just gonna say.
Yeah, dude, it's like, yeah. And I love that shit. I'm mm-hmm. like, here, you can feel it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, they're smacking.
Tell us a little bit about the evolution of your sound, because, yeah, you know, it's like listening to music, you can hear it kind of kind of hone in on more of a singular, newer thing.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's pretty plain and simple. When I moved to Nashville, I was writing regular, like, super, super country. Not like Zach Top country, but, like, I love that that's, like, a category now.
Yeah.
Which that dude is the GOAT.
He's crushing.
But, yeah, dude, I was writing, like, pretty down-the-middle country, just, like, anything. Like, I was trying to write radio country music and just trying to, like, do what, I mean, I grew up listening to it. So you're, like, trying to do the thing that everybody else is doing. And, but I grew up, I guess, to start even before that, I grew up, man, like, I listened to a lot of country music growing up, but I listened to a lot of hip-hop, like, probably 60% hip-hop, 40% country, to be honest. Like, definitely more hip-hop. Like, I was listening to Justin Bieber, like, these kids are listening to Morgan Wallen now, if that makes sense. So, I was, like, really into him and Ed Sheeran and Mayer and, like, just wide variety. And then I was listening to, like, a lot of hip-hop, like, a lot of rap. A lot of rap. And anyway, when I moved to town, I was like, okay, well, I'm from the middle of nowhere, and I want to do country music. Like, I have a country-ass accent. Like, I sing country music. What is my sound? And, like, we were writing these songs, and they were cool.
Great songs, by the way, yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Early on, and then I was like, dude, I don't like any of this shit. I don't know who I am. I don't know what I'm doing. I moved here from the middle of nowhere, and none of this makes any sense. So then I started putting out hip-hop music, straight hip-hop music, like, not...
I didn't know that.
Yeah, dude, I put out, like, 5 or 6 songs. I was, like, I was writing with a lot of, like, pop and hip-hop artists. And I was writing country music the whole time, too, as well. But, I really wanted to... I was like, I want to be a rapper, dude. And so I was putting out, like, hip-hop projects. And then I got... That was, like, too much. I was like, that's not who I am at all. And so then I just was like, you know what? I'm going to take a step back from this whole, like, trying to be an artist thing, and just why I moved to Nashville was to write songs. I mean, you want to be a superstar. Everybody does. That's, like, the big dream, right? But, like, my big dream was to just hear my songs being sang by somebody, even if it was me or whoever. Mm-hmm. And so... I actually started, it's crazy as shit that we're in this building.
Yeah, I wanted you to tell us.
This is wild. So, I don't know how many people know this about me, but I actually got my start from my buddy Chris Rudiger pulling me onto 615 House. And this is where it started, was in this building.
Yeah, he was here.
I didn't know that.
100%. Yeah. I acoustically recorded Preachers Need People. Like, there used to be a studio where this wall is, right? Mm-hmm. They walled it up.
Yeah, there's still a studio there.
But yeah, but there used to be a door to it.
Yeah.
Right there. They got rid of that, I guess. Through there is where I recorded Preachers Need People and then posted on TikTok and went viral. My life changed completely. Started doing acoustic stuff, which is like definitely like it was like more stripped back.
Mm-hmm.
And then as I just kept making music and kept making music, I was like, I got to the point honestly where I was just like, fuck this. If I signed a record deal, I did what like my goal was to move to town and to get to where all these guys like Luke and Morgan and all these guys are at, like there's no way that I can get there unless I'm just going to be myself. There is absolutely no way. Like I cannot be anybody else. And I definitely have flares of certain people for sure. Like I'm not like oblivious to that, but dude, I just started being like, I'm just going to put out whatever songs I want. And then we started doing Bo Bailey's been writing with me since I was 14 years old. I actually was writing for him when he was signed to Universal in a pop rock group. I was writing music for him, and then it flipped, and he started writing for me. And we just started writing songs that we liked, and I started doing my thing on them and kind of, you know, and then Will Bundy started taking them and dialing them back to where I was making, like, really trap. Like, it was, like, super in-your-face rap beats, and then he'd, like, dial them back and make them more sonically country, so that it was, you know,
still kind of in genre.
Yeah, I want to stay. I don't want to be like completely, you know, out here on an island. Mm-hmm. So, but anyway, now, dude, I've just like stepped into this new. I don't even know what to call it. I mean, it's awesome though. We've been working on it for the last 8 months. All these songs are so back. Like, I mean, you know how it is when you like write songs. You're like tired of this shit like 6 months ago, and now people are just hearing it.
Yep.
But then you get excited about it again because then people are stoked about it. And you're like, oh, damn, that actually didn't suck. I remember when I was stoked about that 6 months ago. But, yeah, dude, this project that we've been working on, all these songs are super hip-hop. Like, yeah. It's, I mean, I guess people would call it hip-hop. It's, I would just call it what I'm doing. You know, I'm trying to.
Super Gram.
Yeah, dude, Super Gram. I sat down one day and I was looking at all these people that I really admire in music. And I was like, none of these dudes did what somebody else did. They were pioneers. And I just was like, if I'm going to be another guy that comes to town and puts out some songs and they forget about in 5 years and fuck it, I might as well quit now. So I'm trying to pioneer something. I want to be the guy that people look back, kids look up, or they start making songs in town and they're like, dude, that sounds like a Gram song. Mm-hmm. I don't want it to be like, yeah, that kid is putting out music. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
You know, like when you hear an Ernest song that he's written, you're like, Ernest wrote that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know? Same thing with Hardy. You can hear Hardy in a song.
Hardy wrote, I mean, yeah. Yep. You know what I mean? You're like, yeah, 100% they wrote that. You know, because they have a thing. Mm-hmm. And so that's what we've been trying to do is like, how can we really push our thing? And I'm stoked. I'm really stoked for this year's music. So
do you guys have like, are you working on a full record or just dropping singles or still TBD?
Yeah, TBD.
Cool. Ah, look at that, Grant. Oh, shit.
But I'm putting a song out every 6 weeks this year.
That's sick.
Yeah, I did it last year.
Yeah.
My label's awesome, though, dude. I mean, like, I have a team that you can't do that by yourself.
No.
That shit is hard to put out a song every 6 weeks. I don't even think people understand how hard that shit is. Like, it takes multiple people to get in motion to, you know. Mm-hmm. It takes, I mean, in the content, because I do a lot of content. Mm-hmm. And
you got to now, man.
Yeah, it's so imperative. But. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it takes an army to get that much music out in mm-hmm. that amount of time. So,
I noticed that like when I was at Big Loud, just the fact of how many people it takes to get that stuff squared away and get it done right and get it to the right people and make sure it's done properly. And you know what I mean?
Just for like, sure.
It takes an army, and you can do it yourself, but it's a lot of work.
It's a ton of work.
Yeah.
And to be honest with you, I don't want to do it.
Yeah.
I know what I'm good at, and I'm going to stick to that and let other people do what they're good at.
Yeah, absolutely.
That was one thing to, like, really learn when I moved, when I started doing it and working with other people was, like, dude, you got to just trust people. That, like, if you like somebody and you think they can help you out, like, you can't just, you got to have help. Like, you know, I hate the shit of hearing about people who are like, yeah, they did it on their own, pulled themselves up from their bootstraps. Like, well, somebody had to, like, help them find the boots, man.
Right.
Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So.
I think it was a TikTok or a Rio or something. Someone in the industry was saying, you can't really go get a team. A team has to kind of form around you. Like, it's like, yo, these people like believe in me, you know? So like, they're going to push as hard as I'm pushing to get this thing moving forward.
You
need to surround yourself with people that as much as you believe in yourself, they believe in you that much.
Yeah. I mean, you are who you, I mean, what do they say? Like the five people that you're around or who you are, like you surround yourself with. I mean,
yep.
I have to think about that. That'd be you, Nick, for me, for sure. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
You know, like,
I got some good folks around me.
For sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's hard because if you don't, then you're going to start acting like the people that you're around, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know. Unless you're just the most headstrong motherfucker in the world, then congrats to you.
Mm, maybe not.
Most people aren't.
Yeah.
Yeah. But man, it's cool. And I remember, like, you know, when we were at CMA Fest and. You know, I hosted that thing for Sony for you guys. And just getting to see the crowd, like, interact with the music. And Adrian was there, too.
Yeah.
How did you end up meeting him?
Dude, it was wild. It's so crazy. So, y'all ever heard of Putt Shack?
Yeah.
All right.
What is it, like Topgolf?
But for putting.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's sick. You should
mini golf?
Yes. But okay. Yeah. Exactly. All exactly. Right. So, I'm walking in a Putt Shack. And this dude is walking out, and we like make, cause I'm pretty tapped in the like social media influencer people. Like a lot of my friends are influencers, and I've like met a lot of these people, but I haven't met a lot of them also because there's so many of them.
Mm-hmm.
But like if you're on social media, you recognize people's faces, right? So I'm like walking by this dude, and I was like, God, dog, that dude looks familiar. And my team had told me about him. They're like, hey, I think you would really like this guy, like, as a person. Like, you should, like, link up with him and, like, ask him about how he does his... Because the dude was running a a business doing social media. I mean, those guys are, those cats that are doing it like all the time are, I mean, they're grinding.
Oh, and they're making loot too.
Oh, yeah. Like nobody's business.
Yeah.
So,
so is this guy a, I don't know who this person
Adrian
is.
Nunes. So, and he actually just signed a record deal to Warner.
Yeah.
I mean, he's doing the thing. He's,
is he a singer?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Was doing influencer, now doing music.
Okay.
Anyway, we met out in Puttshack. I ran into him, and make a long story short, he was like, I was like, dude, we got to get together, blah, blah, blah. He's like, yeah. He's like, when are you back in town? I said, well, I'm actually leaving tomorrow. I'm going to play Stagecoach. And he was like, damn, dude. He's like, I was trying to go out there, but I couldn't get a pass and blah, 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 last minute. And I think I was like, yeah, I was like, dude, we can get you a pass, like, if you want to go. And he was like, for real? I was like, hell yeah, I got an Airbnb too. I'm staying the whole weekend because, like, Bailey and everybody was playing. Like, I had friends out there playing. I was like, I want to see everybody play. Schneider was playing and on Sunday, and I was playing Friday. So I was like, I'm just going to stay the whole time. So we got an Airbnb. I was like, dude, come out there and stay. Crash the Airbnb. We got tons of rooms. I'll give you a pass. He was like, okay. And actually came. And I didn't know this dude at all. And we just linked up, kicked it all weekend, and then make a long story short, I was out there, and I was playing him a bunch of songs in the Airbnb, and I was like, dude, I'm working on this, like, more, like, hip-hop leaning stuff, but I haven't showed anybody, and I don't, you know, everybody's kind of like, and I showed him Whiskey Whiskey, and he was like, dude, this is fire. You got to put this out. What are you doing putting anything else out? And he was like, I was like, oh, I'll get to it. He was like, why would you get to it? He's like, just put it out. Like, who cares? Like, no one's saying, like, my label was not like being like, no, you can't do this or you can't do that. Like, I don't have a horror story like that. Like, my guys are awesome. They're like, yeah, you want to put this out? Hell yeah, let's roll. And so I did. Like, we teased it and it
popped.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, shit. So we like scrapped everything. Thank you. Scrapped everything we were doing and started teasing that song. And then we did like a bunch of content together, and he is the reason that song blew up, like 100%. I mean, he like helped me. I mean, it started generating, you know, views and whatever you want to call it on TikTok, creates.
Yep.
And yeah, from there we've just been homies, and we actually live together, which is wild now. And yeah, I forgot where we started with this, but.
That's a crazy story. Is a create wild. Like when someone makes a video with your song?
Yeah, with your sound.
With your sound.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
They call them UGCs.
What does that mean?
User-generated creation. Create, I think.
Oh, gosh.
So whether it's like the studio version or whether it's like if he did an acoustic version, that, it's when someone does that.
I noticed like when we played the Grammys with Luke and Tracy, people were using like our live audio was like on that.
Oh yeah,
like from the performance already.
For sure. Yep.
I was like, I could hear myself like on people's TikToks and stuff.
Yeah. Well, that's like when we did that video of Megan Maroney that like popped for us on Raise Rowdy. People were using that sound of Tennessee Orange, not
that's
the studio version. So that's why it got so many views, because people were using that acoustic version that we captured from around in the thing.
You know, she sounds great on that, by the way.
Oh yeah. Well, Nick Gorman's a great sound guy, and he.
I know, but it's like it's a board tape on a writer's round.
Yeah.
It like has no business sounding that good.
Bro, she's fire. Her voice. She sounds like her records.
Yeah.
I mean, she's awesome live. Yeah. I've seen her a couple times. Like I've played before.
Yeah.
She's nuts.
Yeah.
I've never met her, but at the CMA Awards, I had been in security already and gotten my passes and everything. And then I came back the next day, and there was this line, and I thought that the line was people, like, waiting for their to get their passes. I already had mine, so I walked around the line, and then I got to the security thing, and they're like, whoa, 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 and all the security guards were like, you can't do that. Like, they all started yelling at me, and I'm like, I'm sorry. I don't know. And everyone in the line was like, looked at me like I was, like, some sort of freak or something. And it was like, and I was in the wrong. I'm like, I'm sorry. I'm just... I don't know what I'm doing. I'm sorry. And then it was the first time I ever seen Meg Maroney in person. She was just like, like looking like I was trying to cut the line. I'm like, I'm not a bad person. I'm just a little confused.
Oh, was she doing like a meet and greet or something?
No, it was just to get into the CMA Awards. Like everyone, George Strait walked in that in the same line. I of course, I got back the line, and then George Strait walked up and got in line behind me. I'm like, oh. I try to cut the. If George is walking in this line, then I need to be in this line.
You have to absolutely. Yeah, yeah, you have to be in the line.
So anyway, that's my only Meg Mulroney story. But well, that's crazy that you and is it Andrew?
Adrian.
I need to look this guy up. Yeah, and now you guys are roommates.
Yeah,
it's wild.
Yeah, when I'm home, I moved in with him for like a few months, and I was about to go get a house, and then we have the same manager.
Dylan.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
And he was like, dude, why don't you just, he was living in a house by himself. He's like, why don't you just live in one of the rooms? Because I was about to go on tour with Earn, and I was going to be gone for forever and ever, amen. Mm-hmm. And so, they were like, you just move into this room. And so it's literally a closet. I don't have anything there. I'm never there. I've probably stayed there like maybe a month out of the six.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I mean, when you're on the road, that's kind of how it works, you mm-hmm. know?
Yeah, I used to Airbnb my house out when I was gone. Mm-hmm.
That's genius.
Well, yeah, then COVID kind of fucked it up. But yeah,
classic.
It was good.
Yeah, businessman Kurt gets fucked by COVID.
Yeah. It was good while it lasted.
Yeah,
for a bit. I put a bunch of money in my house and then made money, and then COVID happened. I just kind of broke even. So
well,
oh well.
At least you didn't lose.
Yeah, I'm doing fine. So. Mm-hmm. But it sounds like you have a busy year coming up, man. Yep. So the Dylan thing and going overseas, and mm-hmm. doesn't sound like you'll be in your closet for long this year.
No, I hope not.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm stoked, and we got some cool stuff. Hopefully this summer. And then we're playing a lot of festivals as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Any like big ones or ones that you're like, fuck yeah.
Yeah, dude. We're doing Tailgates and Tall Boys.
Yeah.
And fucking love Tailgates and Tall Boys.
Me too.
I know y'all do.
Yeah. Obviously. We're going to be helping MC it, brother.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was talking on the phone the other day with them.
Mm-hmm.
Those boys Wayne are wild. Yeah, those boys are wild.
Oh, they're the wild. Yeah.
And, I met them through Chase mm-hmm. Matthew when I was opening for him on the road. And I was like telling them, you know, Graham, like a year and a half ago, I was like, I'm telling you motherfuckers something. I'm going to play that festival one day, I swear. And they were like, okay. You know, like they're cool guys. They're like, all right, kid, pipe down.
Yeah.
And then like, you know, this year at CMAs, I saw Austin. He was like, you are, you motherfucker. You are playing. Let's go. I was like, hell yeah. Dude, I was like, actually though, like I'm not as ignorant as I once was. Thank you for having me. I'm pumped to come back up here. Because the last time I was there, I was tour managing somebody while they were playing. So
it's still cool though.
Yeah, I'm excited.
So you were a tour manager?
Yeah, dude. Well, tour manager.
Yeah.
I was, a buddy of mine brought me on the road because I had no money and couldn't pay rent. And I was just, we were homies, and he was like, dude, I'll pay you $100 if you, he's like, I'll pay you like $100 a show if you just tour manage me and like
settle up and.
Yeah, settle up, go get the check and fill up the van with diesel, and which I ended up filling up the gas van with diesel. It was a whole thing. On the Tailgates and Tall Boys run, I think, actually. But anyway, yeah, I tour managed the last time. So
crazy.
All right, well, stick to writing songs and singing them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now you can have your own tour manager.
Yeah.
But yeah, Matt MC's the main stage and I MC the side stage at Bloomington.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
I'm doing both of them.
And then Clinton, Matt MC's the main stage and I just get to like F off, which is great.
That's sick.
Probably even better. Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah, I'll see y'all there.
This is going to be sick.
There's
so much fun.
You said Matt's emceeing the main stage?
Yeah, he did last year, all three festivals.
That's insane, dude.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
Yeah, insane. Hell yeah.
Proud of you boys.
I just get up there and shoot the t-shirt cannon on the main stage.
That's what that clip was from.
Yeah.
How does that feel?
Classic Nikki T with the t-shirt cannon.
It felt like I was living in a fairy tale all of last year, mostly, honestly. But like when I was like, this is the 2004-est thing of all time, like shooting a t-shirt cannon. Definitely like don't have insurance to do that at a festival, right? Like, but it felt so good, and people freak out just like you expect they would. You know, they're like freaking out that you have a t-shirt cannon.
I will say that we
have to have you shoot it, dude.
Oh, I'd love to.
Maybe earlier or later in that day,
please.
That'd be sick.
Please.
Yeah,
we Luke bought some t-shirt cannons one year, and they just never We never use them.
Bro, yeah, it's a terrible idea. It's the best.
Have you ever been to a sports game where obviously the t-shirt cannon is a staple?
Yeah.
But I remember being a kid and at a Panthers game, hockey game, and something fell down from the top of it in like a little parachute,
mm-hmm.
and I caught.
Oh yeah,
it was a hot dog.
Whoa,
a hot dog?
Yes.
Down? Wow,
a flying.
They had those at Penguins games, like Pittsburgh Penguins, and I had like 20 game pack for a few years, which was sick. But it was like the gift cards that came down, you know, kind of not like a hot dog. And the one gift card was for one free admission to like the Jimmy Rogers Museum. Not fucking two. One free admission.
You're going by yourself, yeah. Nick.
Not going with a friend, you know?
Like the singing brakesman Jimmy Rogers?
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
There you go.
But it was like funny. I like got it and I was like, yeah. And then I was like, what? Yeah. I would have definitely rather had a hot dog.
Yeah.
Honestly.
I do.
Do
love
you
Jimmy
remember
Rogers,
how
though.
The dog was or?
No, I don't. I was a kid. You know what I mean? Mm. I was like pretty young. Probably okay. Before I was 10.
Oh, shit. Yeah. I can't remember anything before I was 10.
Yeah, true. Yeah. Well, maybe Dry January will help.
Oh, yeah. He's like, neither do I. I just remember this one moment of a flying hot dog. Oh,
yeah. Well, I feel like you guys, Kurt had came back from one of that Luke show when you were out there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And had the story of hanging out with you on the plane.
Yeah, we and had then, a couple.
And then the next, maybe like that day too.
Yeah, we ended up we
flew back from a gig with Luke.
Yeah,
on the same flight, and then we just sat next to. It was like Southwest. So we sat next to each other and just like drank the whole way.
The whole way.
Then we landed, got our bags, and then we went to Duke's.
We went to Duke's and kept drinking.
Yeah.
Love Duke's.
Okay, I know this is like tangenting. I think it's the best sandwich in Nashville.
Oh, it's so good.
They're very good.
And like, the people there, assholes. Like, yeah. They're always like, yeah, sure, whatever. And I'm like, you know what? I don't even care that you're an asshole to me right now because this sandwich is so good. Fire. Which usually I'm like, I'm walking out.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the best, without dude, a doubt, good. Dude. It's the best sandwich.
We used to, Colby and I used to go there all the time. We'd always go, Dukes, 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 Dukes. And then we'd get all riled up and then go and get drunk at Dukes. And then one of the last times we went, I was like, can I get a Miller Lite? And they're just like, yeah, whatever. You know, I'm like, they're just like dicks. I'm like,
oh, they're such assholes.
And it's like the really weird music.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, I'm like, why do
they're
we
always playing
here?
Some weird shit on the TV, yeah, too. I'm like, what the fuck? Why are we watching the 1989 National Anthem while we're listening to Hall & Oates? Like, I don't understand.
Hall & Oates for sure.
I don't know what we're doing here.
But the sandwiches are great.
Fire.
Yeah. Also, alcohol is good. So,
Narragansett.
February 1st. There you go.
Yeah.
We went there one time, and Kurt was like, "This place is the best, right?" And I was like, "Meh." Yeah. I was
really?
Like, "Food is good, but like,
good. Oh yeah, no, the vibe is horrible, which is why the food's so good.
Aesthetically, it's cool, you know. Like, but I'm like, I would rather go to Dino's and get a burger
or Shulman's.
Yeah, Shulman's.
Oh, y'all be Shulman's dudes.
I love Shulman's.
That's like walking distance from my house,
bro. That burger at Shulman's.
Oh, really?
Fire.
Dude, I lived in East, but I didn't live in, like, East.
Yeah.
Like, I lived off Shelby,
mm-hmm.
like, pretty close to the interstate,
mm-hmm.
like, before Five Points.
Gotcha.
So I didn't even really, like, get in East.
Yeah,
if you know
just,
what I mean.
Just, they were just in a little bit there.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
So I, like, but we would do a little Easting, you know, like, Mitchell. We did Mitchell's and
great.
Then, obviously, Mickey's.
Great. Also great. Now,
that
bar has a vibe.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
I was going to say, I like Mickey's better than I like Duke's myself.
The food or the bar? Oh, the bar. But general. I'm not going to Duke's to drink. I'm going to Duke's to get a sandwich.
And drink some.
And drink while I'm there.
Yeah.
Because they're such assholes.
Yeah, you're like, I got to drink a little.
Yeah. But, dude, there's another spot called Fat Belly Pretzel.
Oh, yeah. I just went there for the first
time.
Holy shit. On Gallatin.
Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah. Dude, the sandwiches are, I have a photo of it on my phone. They're just like pretzel buns and like they're gargantuan. They're awesome.
They ain't playing sick. Games over there, dude. Yeah.
I just moved to Germantown, so I've been like exploring over there.
Hell yeah. I lived over there for 2 years.
Yeah, it's cool.
I love Germantown.
Yeah.
Germantown's a vibe. Yeah. They got like, obviously, JB's is over there.
Yeah.
Dangerous.
Legendary, dude.
Yep.
Dangerous.
Yep. I haven't been to Mother's Ruin since I got over there. Might have to go over there soon. I've been to Mother's Ruin, but not since I moved.
We'll invite Graham. Yeah. February
1. Yeah, I'm in West now, dude, so I'm like way out.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah.
There's like West, though.
There's some spots over
there.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. 51st Deli.
Yeah, bro.
It's a good spot.
Fire.
Fire.
Very good food.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like it because You know when you go somewhere and like nobody really speaks English, you're like, yeah, we're set.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, you're like, I like this spot.
I like this spot. Yeah.
What's the bar? There's no bars over there, is it? I'm not sure. Yeah. I know
the
there
Centennial.
Is,
yeah.
And then there's the Nation's Bar.
Yep.
Yeah, the Nation's is good.
Yeah, that strip. So Jenny and John live in like Sylvan Park. So like, there's a strip.
Oh, like
of
neighbors
bars
and
right there.
Stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Neighbor, oh yeah. I'm like 10. Yeah. I'm like 8 minutes from there.
Cool.
5 minutes from there.
Yeah, yeah. I looked out west, but with this being out here, I was like, it's kind of far. You know.
Yeah.
Germantown's so close to the highway. I'm just like, beep, right on the highway.
Yeah, it is.
You know?
Nick drove me to work today.
Yeah.
Gay podcast.
Carpool. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, good. I'm like 10 minutes from Midtown. I'm 10 minutes from Kurt. Like, I'm 20 minutes 10 from 10
minutes from Midtown and 10 minutes from Kurt.
I mean, it's pretty great.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know? Because we smoke cigars, I don't know, maybe twice a week or something. Mm-hmm. Don't tell my doctor or whatever. But
right.
But like, so like, it's nice that it's closer to Smokers yeah. Abbey and East. We'll smoke cigars. I don't know if you're a cigar guy, but we
like
smoke cigars
cigar.
A good bit.
My agent always gives me like these nice cigars, and I'm sure they're, I'm not like super hip to the cigar world, so I like try to make sure it's a good moment when I do it, because I'm sure they're nice, you know.
Yeah, you can send them to us. We'll tell you if they're good or not.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Be like, boys, be like, yep.
Yeah.
8 out of 10 stars.
Sometimes you wait for the moment, or just smoking the cigar is the moment, you know?
Yeah.
Damn, Kurt,
we do enough.
Damn.
The big brain on.
Dude, I gotta take a sip of this soda water on that one. It's wild.
I do like a cigar. I've been jonesing.
Yeah,
I haven't had one since yesterday or the day before.
Yesterday for sure. I've
been
had it with
jonesing.
You.
Yeah. Yeah, I had a couple yesterday.
Kurt's like, we're not addicted to cigars though. I'm like, sure, buddy.
Yeah, it's a hobby, right?
Yeah,
yeah.
Like, I just drink. I'm craft beer because I like the way it. You know,
I like
sample.
The hops. And yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Bourbon guy, right. Big bourbon guy. Yeah, oh, big fentanyl. I like the taste of this fentanyl.
Yeah, dude, like, nah, you're an alcoholic.
Yeah. The pot and the kettle and the other pot are having a podcast together.
Yeah. Yeah, I drink, I would say what I would like to call aggressive drinking from probably 17 to 41. That's a good run. You know?
That is insane.
You did great, man.
Yeah, it was a good run.
Legendary moment.
Yeah.
That is a great run.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, you're a grown boy now.
Yeah. When we did that Nickelback night, the one guy called power drinking, he's like, when I'm power drinking, I was like, man, that's a
I
great
like that.
Term.
Yeah, dude.
Okay, I'm using
power
that.
Drinking. Yeah. So, you guys want to hang out tonight? Maybe do a little power drinking?
just a little bit of power drinking.
I was
dude,
like, that's such
that's
a
great
a
t-shirt,
term.
Dude. Raise yeah. Rowdy. Who's yeah. ready to power
Mighty
drink?
Mighty Morphin power drinkers. Dude, make it. Have the robots
oh,
make it.
Oh, gosh. We got to
have the
make
robots
that.
Make it, dude. Please.
The internet.
Yeah. It has our faces like over there.
Bro, that's so perfect.
I'm like the Peak Ranger with a beard.
Yeah. Oh, dude. We should do that and do a bar crawl.
Dude, February 1st. Call yeah. us.
Well, maybe let's wait till March. At least it's a little warmer.
Yeah.
Dude, I literally just, as you said that, I was thinking about how cold it is because I look down at my feet and I'm wearing Uggs.
Because
oh, it's cold.
And
I've got Uggs now.
Dude. And I, like, yeah. Shout out. I mean, whoever is going to be watching this, I'm not in boots and jeans, I'm in sweats and Uggs.
It's 32 out.
It's yeah. yeah, it's too cold,
dude. Kurt was like, it might snow and freeze. I'm like, well, figure that out tomorrow, Kurt. I don't yeah. know.
It did, dude. Yeah. This morning it was dicey.
Yeah, a little bit
sure.
It warmed up a little. Last night it was like fucking pouring down rain.
Yeah,
so I'm glad it wasn't colder then, or we would have been effed.
Yeah.
Like the road would have been just a mess, dude.
It would have been bad. Yeah,
yeah. Because it was pouring.
Dude, effed is crazy. I'm going to start using that. Dude, that almost hit harder than just saying it. Dude, he's like, good thing that didn't happen because we would have been effed. Dude, I'm going to start using that.
My old man talk.
Yeah. I always wild, like, whenever dude. I hear a line like power drinking, I'm like, I'm going to use that.
Yeah.
I always forget it.
Yeah.
For but sure.
Now it's legendary forever on this podcast, bro.
Oh, yeah,
right,
true.
Yeah, it lives yeah. forever, yeah.
The robots will always remind us of it.
Yes, the robots. That's another one. Put that in your phone.
Yeah. Dude, so yeah. this is the first pod of the year.
Yeah.
So
dude.
What are you guys geared up for this year? Y'all doing a lot of pods? What's Razor Audi up to?
Yeah, pods. We are, so as we talked about emceeing festivals, we're going right. to be at CAFRI for the first time, helping MC
cool.
down in Oklahoma.
Badass.
So that'll be our first like red dirt, which we cover pretty extensively, especially with Sam, who's like our rowdy alternative guy. So like there, I have dreams of merchandise going to the next level in terms of like quality of merchandise?
I see y'all, dude. I don't like 1 second before I just got to tell you this because I was going to tell you this is a perfect time to tell you this. I was going to tell you after, but I might as well tell you on the pod.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, I remember when you, before I'd put out Beer by My Bed, I wore that hat in the video that went viral.
Yeah.
And y'all had just given me some hats. Mm-hmm. And I, because I had seen people wearing around town, like, damn, it's a cool hat. And then I met you. I was like, damn, this is awesome. Bro, I see those hats everywhere.
That means we're doing it right.
I mean, y'all, I mean, seriously, dude, like, it's so cool. Because, and I was in, remember when I texted you, I was in the middle of nowhere.
Yep.
And I saw a Raise Your Rowdy hat, and I was like, hey, come here, dude. He was like, what? I was like, come here, let me take a picture of your head.
He's like, that's effed.
Yeah, he's like, he's like, whoa, dude, that's effed. No, I was like, come here, dude. Let me. And I just took a picture of the guy, and he's like, yeah. I sent it to y'all. Yeah, but, dude, that's so it's so nuts, cool man. Seeing, like, y'all stuff everywhere.
We're grinding.
Yeah, y'all are. Hell yeah.
That's what it's about. But emceeing festivals is cool, and then I want to do more forward-facing content too. So like we do podcasts, but I want to do more where I'm kind of like creatively structured talking about stuff that's happening, because we get to see stuff happen before it happens, you know.
Oh yeah.
And we also get to see it, like watch people get better, you know, like you watch people going from being good to like really being fucking great.
Yeah, it's crazy.
So like I feel like we have some insights that a lot of people that aren't in town or aren't seeing as much as we're seeing have. So that's like one of my focus for this year as well.
Yeah, I feel like y'all cast a really broad net, so like you end up,
well, you see bad but you see really good too.
Yeah,
like there's this girl Jade that's been playing. She played last night for us and she played one time before. She's just absurd, dude, and you just get to see that happen from time to time.
You're like, you're a star.
You're like, it's amazing. Yeah, you know, just like watching that happen. Like I remember being at Big Loud and like I'd walk into Patch and I'd be like, this person, you know,
this
like,
is gonna be it.
We just see you. It you know? Yeah. Well, we actually had extensive talks about Graham. I remember talking about you to Mark Anderson, who's the program director in Pittsburgh. He was like, have you heard of this Graham Barham kid? And it was right when you were on the pod, and I was like, podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was, I think it was, I don't even think it was Sony. It was like another label was telling him about you. Oh, and they were like, this kid's going to be a star. He's awesome. You know? That's
very kind. Yeah. Dude, I feel like we've done a lot of touring in the Midwest and East Coast, dude.
Yeah.
Like, a lot.
It's good, though. Big. Yeah. It's crazy to think, but it's huge country markets up there.
Huge, dude.
Huge.
And it's awesome, too. I mean, I mean, my favorite show I've ever played was in Madison, Wisconsin.
It's awesome.
Like, those dudes are, I mean, it's wild. We were actually, we played on one of the shows I did with Earn, and we played in L.A., dude, at the El Rey Theater, which I've always wanted to play in L.A., like, in some capacity. And so I was like, how are these people going to, like, are they really going to be country people? Come, dude, I was, like, jacked up trucks and shit, like, driving down, like, La Cienega. I'm like, this is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
There are country people coming from. It's just wild. You like, you don't
country.
Yeah, I mean, you can't. It's wild. I mean, especially coming up, growing up in like the Deep South where I was at in Louisiana. I'm like, ain't nobody else country around. We're like country, you know.
Yeah.
And then you see somebody, I'm like, nah, dude, babe, he's got me. Like, you know,
mm-hmm. It's like middle of Ohio, bro. Country is hell.
Oh yeah.
You know, and like people don't think about that till they're there. They're like, oh, they're growing crops out here. Like this is country. You know, like, that's how it is. If you're west of Columbus, it's country as hell.
Yeah.
And, I mean, shit, east of Columbus too. But you know, like, and that's just the start of the Midwest. That's not even like real Midwest.
Yeah.
You know,
it's like super country everywhere you're at in east too, right? Like up on the
Shulman's Country Bar.
Yeah, for sure. There was that bar Franz that was in that spot that was like that. It was like the old school Nashville, like old. Like we went there one time and we drank Bush Heavy on drafters. You know what I mean? It's like one of those.
They were like, we only got cans of beer.
Yeah.
We only got cans of beer.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, because they only had cans of beer. Cans of wine, and if you wanted food, Tostino's microwaved on a paper plate.
Dude, it was karaoke and pool. Fire.
Yep. I mean, honestly, it was pretty great.
It smelled terrible.
Yeah. Yeah. That was probably the worst part for sure.
It's like, have y'all ever been down to the VFW?
Yes. Yeah. It's like you're in a whole different world.
Dude, my producer, Will, loves going there. Oh, and it's great. Like, oh, dude, we'll go there, and you're just, like, ripping cigarettes inside and mm-hmm. drinking beer, and everybody mm-hmm. in there is, like, doing the same.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're like, oh, okay, I'm here. This is
like,
great.
This makes sense.
Yeah, and then, like, yeah. it's like, you know, if you want to, like, have a pizza there, they're not going to say anything. You know? Yeah. So there's like, oh, who got the Papa John's? Like, ah, it was, you know, Susan. You're like, hey, Susan, how are you? Can I get a slice? Like, yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. I had my 21st birthday at a Legion in Boston.
Damn.
Good dude. Time. Yeah.
Godspeed.
It was fun. It was like $200 to like rent it out and then just BYOB, and we just fucking
blessings.
Had us a time.
To young Kurt,
yeah, dude,
renting out the Legion building is wild.
That is a power move.
Yeah, it was in Cambridge, which is like the East Nashville of Boston.
Nice
Central Square. Yeah,
was there like a there's there a tiny bit of power drinking going on?
Oh yeah, we were the Mighty Morphin power drinkers, dude, for sure.
Mighty Morphin power drinkers.
I think that might have been a boot and rally night.
Oh my god!
Yeah. Sometimes you have to do that.
Yeah.
That is such a great one. Go, go, power drinkers.
Yeah.
I want a shirt, dude.
Oh, well, we got to make that for sure.
It has to.
100%. That's hilarious. I made that one shirt one time. We sent to like a foreign designer, and we were like, we want it to be a little cartoony, a beer, but we want it to be a little cartoony. And he made like the Kool-Aid man, but a beer. And it's the fucking best, bro. It's
like, I see that that Daniel Tyson. He's like, poof.
Yeah.
He's like, yo, what's going on, guys? There's like debris falling in everywhere. He's like, could you imagine somebody like busting in your house, like a big Kool-Aid guy,
spilling Kool-Aid everywhere?
What the
everywhere.
Fuck's going on?
It's a red Kool-Aid all over your carpet.
Yeah. He's like, hey, like mom, who's this guy?
Is that his blood or like what is that?
But we made it, and I was like, this, if we ever got, like, actually popular, this would definitely get us canceled, because it's definitely, like, a kid's cartoon vibe.
Yeah,
but
dude.
It's hilarious.
You got to try, right?
It's Mighty Morphin Power Drinkers, bro. We got to figure out a word for Morphin.
You get the robots on that.
Morphin's pretty good.
Yeah, it's true. Oh, what a blessing.
Yeah. Well, we got our homework to do here, boys.
Yep. Well, bro, thanks so much for being here with us, man.
Yeah, dude.
It's been a while to get caught up, and we got to get to a Graham show. Do you have anything planned in town recently?
I don't really, to be honest. Cool. But hopefully I'm hoping by the end of the year again,
yeah,
we'll do some stuff in town. So wild, bro. Like, you know how it is. It's like you live in the Music City, and you sometimes you just don't play shows here.
Yeah.
I don't think I did last year at all. Not with Luke, at least.
Oh, you played the Category 10.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
That's all you did.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, shout out to seeing you for a brief moment.
Yeah, that was like, whoa, what are you doing here?
Hey, yeah. you know when you're in somewhere and you're, like, around a bunch of people that you know, but you don't, like, really know them, but you're just, like, praying you see somebody that can, like, bring you back to zero, like, to level.
Mm-hmm.
I'm, like, wandering around, like, talking to a bunch of people, like, in the industry, and then all of a sudden
suits.
I just, yeah, a bunch of suits, and I just see coming through. I was like, where are you? He was like, dude, we were just right there. And you look up and it's like Luke and all y'all are on stage. And I'm like, wait, what the hell? That just happened like 30 minutes ago. He's like, yeah, dude, we just got dropped off here. I was like, dude, it's so good to see you, bro. You have no idea. It was a wild night. But
that was a good night.
Yeah, dude. That was a good night.
Yeah, all right.
Some power drinking.
But nah. love y'all, dude, and appreciate y'all.
We appreciate
always.
You, brother.
Yeah, dude.
It's so good to see your star just freaking rising, man. And
well, I appreciate
it. I remember being in the truck with you as we were going up to that show and just literally watching you work while you were driving the whole way up, setting up rights and just like making moves.
Yeah.
So it's like, I know it is well deserved, man.
Well, thank you, dude. And to y'all too. I mean, not only like supporting so many artists, like myself and, you know, countless others, but like just being like friends to them is also really important. I feel like a lot of kids, like the cool thing about Nashville is that people are like, I feel like a lot of people are friends first, like,
yeah,
and like business second. Mm. Which there's some turds in there, but it's cool like to be able to, you know, see you out at something or, you know, be like, all right, well, like first off, that dude's like my buddy, and then we work together in a capacity. So I appreciate y'all for that always.
Bro, we appreciate it too.
Hell yeah.
All right. Well, happy 2025, y'all.
Yes.
Cheers.
All right. See
y'all. Power drinking.